This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Prosecutors brought four police witnesses to the stand on the first day of preliminary hearings for the accused Club Q shooter. CPR's Lucretia Wembley was in the courtroom on Wednesday.
The lead detective for the case, Rebecca Joins, testified that the suspect had been to Club Q six times over the course of a year before the shooting happened on November 19th. Other testimonies revealed the suspect's mother may have forced the accused shooter to attend LGBTQ bars and that the suspect had nearly a dozen prescriptions for mental health disorders. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The Club Q hearing continues today. Colorado's research colleges would be allowed to enroll more out-of-state students under a bill in the legislature. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Colleges are under tremendous pressure to make up declining state revenue by enrolling more out-of-state students. The bill asks lawmakers to change how they count the number of in-state students enrolled. For research institutions like the University of Colorado, 55% of their enrollment must be in-state students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Most of the Front Range and Eastern Plains are under a wind chill advisory this morning. The National Weather Service says temperatures could hit 25 below zero on some parts of the plains. Metro Denver broke its low temperature record this morning. It was minus 11 around 6 a.m. The wind chill advisory is expected to lift around 10 o'clock this morning. But it's staying cold through the day with highs along the Front Range in the teens and 20s. 30s for western Colorado with more snow in the mountains today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.